We do welcome you to join into the fray. We have some rock stars tonight as our, of course, the Nasty Rock and Jock preview show for the 1994 baseball season. We have some confirmed rock stars who are definitely going to be here. We got some rock stars who might be here, and we got some rock stars that will not be here. Confirmed. I tell you what, this will be the last Nasty Rock and Jock show that I do, unless I get syndicated, because I'm not going to chase rock stars all day again. This is my end with the Nasty Rock and Jock special. And before I even begin, let me say here at 6:06, we're on the air till 8 o'clock tonight, that I already regret doing this show. Steve Whiteman from Kix will join us in about 7 minutes from a recording studio. He said if you hear any rock and roll in the background, it's just one of the band guys, you know, bang, 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 and all that stuff. Chip's Enough from Enough's Enough. If you haven't heard of him, well, you just haven't listened to Howard Stern long enough. He's Howard Stern's favorite rock star. He's my favorite rock star. He'll join us at 7 o'clock along with J.Y., James Young from Styx. Yes, you remember Styx, the band from the 70s and 80s, yes. James Young will join us at 7 o'clock, along with Chips Enough. Mike Massaris is supposed to be checking in at some point during the next 2 hours. We have Eddie Lauer, our local rock star guy, checking in. Rob Belanger from, nope, not Mark Belanger, Rob Belanger. We swore Mark Belanger off the show a long time ago. Rob Belanger, his son, is in a local band called Birth to Silence. He, of course, a big Oriole fan, and he'll be joining us at some point in the next hour and a half. And Tommy Conwell from Tommy Conwell and the Little Kings, scheduled to check in at some point. We're hoping these guys can actually find open lines when they call in. 481-1360, pound sign 1360. You got any questions for Steve Whiteman of Kix? He's the singer. Yeah, he's the cute guy, the blonde guy. He'll be checking in about 5 or 6 minutes. We'll have him here on the big show. It is a Wacky Wednesday, a sports forum, a Nasty Rock and Jock preview kind of day. We're going to bring Steve Whiteman in from Kix to tell his tales to the little ones. Steve, how are we doing in the
studio? Tim, get ahead.
Hey,
I thought I was still talking to Tim Hewlett.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
he wouldn't answer one question I asked him.
What did you ask him?
I was asking if he was going to get ahead.
Well, I guess when he gets in the lineup.
That was a commercial.
Well, he's just going to be a sort of a background guy. You got an audience there, do you?
Yeah, I'm in the studio.
What are you guys doing in the studio?
Loafing. That's all we do. We just go over here and loaf. And hope something happens.
Right, well, that, I mean, you've had like, what, 7 or 8 albums happen out of loafing now, right?
Yeah, we've loafed through 6. We're going to loaf through another one here real soon.
Well, that's good to hear. You guys been playing around town?
Yeah, actually, we're on our way to Reading, Pennsylvania.
Reading, PA.
Tomorrow night. And, we're going out for like weekends playing, just keeping our chops up, trying out some new material on the live crowds. And
Important question, are you making any money?
Hell no.
No, no.
Hell no.
Not yet.
We do this for love. We don't need no stinking money.
You're still living in that rat shack out in Hagerstown, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you what. Well, I know this is a baseball show, so we must discuss baseball wisely.
Yeah, I'm ready. Hit me.
Okay. For the Birds this year, how do you feel about them? I want to know the honest truth here. Sabo, Palmeiro, Lee
Smith. I'm excited. I'm really excited. For the first time since I've been a little kid and I've been watching the Orioles all my life, these guys are going to laugh at me because I'm talking sports and they don't care. But I care. I don't think the Orioles have ever gone out and bought players like that.
Well, they went and got like Fred Lynn and Don Ossie and Lee Lacy, but they were washed up bums, you know.
And Glenn Davis.
We were not allowed to say the GD word on this show.
We'll see where the Mets cut him anyway.
The only thing you're supposed to say is the first baseman from Houston. That's all we're allowed to say on this show. So we don't want him mentioned again on this program, okay?
Oh, I have to mention him because he was such a bust, he made me sick.
Well, how do you feel about the new alignment here? We got a Central Division now. We're going to have 4 teams in the playoffs. Hell, we've increased our playoff chances by 50%.
I know. I don't know if I like that yet. I think I'm a traditionalist. I don't like changing things. I don't like the 2-point conversion in football. And I don't like them breaking the divisions down. I think when you play 180-some games, if you don't know who the best is by then, you shouldn't give them another chance.
Are you still the kind of guy like me that's kind of PO'd about Diamond Vision? You know what I mean?
Yeah. We don't need that.
Yeah, I don't think we need Camden Yards. I mean, let's go back to 33rd Street and do it the old-fashioned way.
Well,
right?
No, I wouldn't go that far.
Well,
Camden Yards is pretty cool.
Yeah, how many times you been out there?
I've been out there about a dozen times.
Okay, the last 2 years?
Yeah.
How many games you get to a year?
I try to go to 4 or 5. That's tough. But,
see, everybody looks at you rock stars and we say, man, they're in the studio, they're working hard, they got all the babes, you know, all the money. Why do they need baseball?
I love sports in general, but I've been an Oriole fan all my life.
Well, that's a good thing to be.
Yeah.
Now, you're from Hagerstown, right?
Right.
You grew up out there?
I grew up in West Virginia, up in the Eastern Panhandle, West Virginia.
Yeah.
I'm an inbred.
I sensed a little bit of that in you there, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, as far as the Birds go this year, Yankees, Blue Jays looking good. Have you studied the American League at all here? And you say you're excited. What excites you the most about this team?
I think the pitching. I think if Mike Mussina is healthy and if Sid comes through and their bullpen.
Oh, Sid. Oh, boy.
Here we go again, huh?
Oh, didn't you just say the GD word? Let's not hope that happens.
Let's not hope.
Sid there.
I don't think we deserve that twice in a row.
Yeah. You had a chance to get out of spring training at all?
No, but I've been watching on HTS every night.
I had all the babes in the beer for you. I mean, I did it for you.
Well, thank you.
I went down and I said, I know Steve Whiteman from Kix. And they said, hey, we're all yours. You
they
know
go,
what I mean?
Who?
Now, how are you guys doing nationally as a band? I mean, we played Don't Close Your Eyes a few minutes ago.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
Hey, yeah, tell them to shut up. Tell them
I'm on radio.
Okay. Hey, thank you. Thank you very much. What are you guys doing in the studio? Tell me what you're doing besides loafing.
Right now, I'm talking to you.
Well, I mean, when you get done
right
talking
now, Ronnie's doing some guitar tracks, and after he gets done, Donnie will lay down a bass track, and then I'll do a vocal track, then we'll sit around
Why aren't you outside having a Budweiser and a Camel or something when this is going on? Is this a pretty boring process, putting together music?
It can be. It's kind of exciting when it's all done and while you're doing your part, but waiting around for everybody to get done. We got a TV. We're going to put up a basketball hoop, and we're going to get some hookers in here real soon.
Well, we won't tell your wife about that, my friend.
She doesn't mind.
Okay, that's good to know.
As long as I don't have to pay for them.
Okay, well, the rock star lifestyle. You got limousines and champagne, too?
No, we can't afford that. Just hookers. We don't need to, we run around in a van and we do everything real cheap so we can have our hookers in the studio.
A case of cold Heineken.
There you go. It's Rolling Rock now. We step down.
Oh, well, we're Budweiser around here. Only the king of beers will do here. Anyway, it's kind of amazing. I spent some time with some rock stars like yourself when I was a music critic for The Sun, and then being a sports guru as I am at this point. It's kind of amazing. These guys are pretty bored. The athletes, they have to go out through the batting practice thing. They have to stand around the outfield. Right. And right now you're sitting there doing a sports talk show and you should be doing rock and roll.
Well, take the good with the bad. It could be a lot worse. It could be working at Sears, you know?
Get out of here, Steve. Go back to doing whatever you were doing. And please, don't say hookers on my airwaves again.
I have to.
I'm not in delay.
It's my job.
It's what you do.
It's what I do for a living.
Get out of here, Steve.
I get paid for doing this.
and so do I.
All right.
See you, Steve. Thanks for your time, my man.
My pleasure, man.
See you at the ball game.
All right, bye-bye.
All right.